当保罗给教会写信的时候，他通常会说他是耶稣基督的使徒。
He did not do this with these two churches.
但对于这两个教会，他却没有这样做。
He seems to have had a special relationship with both these Macedonian churches.
似乎他和这两个马其顿的教会有特殊的关系。
The church in Philippi gave Paul much joy.
腓立比的教会给保罗带来很多的喜乐。
And joy is a theme of this letter.
喜乐是这封信的主题。
But it was a church like all other churches.
但这个教会和其他教会一样。
And it was not perfect.
都是不完美的。
And apparently unity was something they had to work at.
很显然，合一是这个教会需要学习的一个功课。
He wanted them to stand firm in one spirit, contending as one man for the faith of the gospel.
他就保罗希望他们同有一个心智，站立得稳，为所信的福音齐心协力。
That's chapter 1, verse 27.
这是腓立比书一章二十七节。
He wanted them to be like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose.
他希望他们意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思和一样的意念。
That's chapter 2, verse 2.
是腓立比书二章二节。
He wanted them to be united together in following his example.
他希望他们一同效法他的榜样。
Chapter 3, verse 17.
三章十七节。
He even pleads with two women to get along with each other in chapter 4, verse 2.
他甚至劝教会中的两个女人要和睦共处，在第四章第二节。
Their unity was on his heart.
他们的合一一直在保罗的心上。
And Paul generally began his letters with a prayer for the recipients.
保罗通常以为受信人的祷告作为这封信的开头。
And this prayer frequently included thanksgiving.
这个祷告通常包括感恩。
He also included requests.
保罗也会把他的一些要求包括在当中。
And these requests often anticipated the teaching which he would bring in the letter.
这些要求经常就提前告诉我们这封信中要教导的内容。
Since we know his desire for their unity, we should pay particular attention to how he prayed.
既然我们知道保罗渴望他们合一，我们应该特别注意他是怎样祷告的。
His prayer can help us understand what we need, or what we need to practice unity.
他的祷告可以帮助我们明白，操练祷告所需要注意的事项。
Prayers in the Bible can be patterns for our own prayer.
圣经中的祷告可以是我们自己祷告的模板。
Jesus gave his disciples a pattern for prayer.
耶稣给了他的门徒一个模板来祷告。
The prayers of Paul also offer excellent suggestions how we should pray for one another.
保罗的祷告也提供了很好的建议，教我们应该怎样为彼此祷告。
Paul's prayer in this letter expresses his burden for the Philippians.
保罗在这封信中祷告表达了他对腓立比教会人的负担。
He asked God specifically to develop two qualities in the Philippians.
他特意求神帮助腓立比教会的人在两个品格上成长。
And we read his prayer in verses 9 and 11.
我们在第九到十三节中可以读到他的祷告。
We read the first quality he requested for the Philippians in verse 9 and the first half of verse 10.
我们在第九节和第十节的前半节中看到他为腓立比人求的第一个品格。
He was burdened that the Philippians have abounding love.
他对腓立比人的爱心多而又多，很有负担。
Now you need first to understand biblical love in order to understand Paul's request.
你需要首先理解圣经里的爱，才能明白保罗的请求。
When you love another person in the biblical sense, when you seek the best for that person without regard for yourself.
当你为一个人寻求最好的时候，而不考虑自己时，你就是以圣经的方式在爱他。
We have an excellent explanation of love in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 to 8.
在哥林多前书十三章四到八节中，我们有关于爱非常好的解释。
For example, love is patient.
比如爱是恒久忍耐。
Love is kind.
又有恩慈。
Love is not self-seeking.
爱是不求自己的益处。
Love is not easily angered.
不轻易发怒。
Love does not keep record of wrongs.
不计算人的恶。
Now, to love another requires action in our love.
爱另一个人需要我们在爱中采取行动。
But it also requires the right motives.
但要有正确的动机。
And it requires the proper manner of those actions.
在这些行动当中的方式也要恰当。
In this prayer in Philippians, Paul gives us three important facts about such biblical love.
在腓立比书中的祷告中，保罗给了我们关于圣经中的爱的三个重要的真相。
The first fact is this, love has no quantity limit.
第一个真相是爱没有数量的限制。
When your love is biblical, you cannot love too much.
当你的爱是属圣经的时候，你不会说我爱的太多了。
Look at verse 9.
我们看第九节。
And this is my prayer that your love may abound more and more.
我所祷告的就是你们的爱心多而又多。
This implies that the Philippians already had shown love.
这意味着腓立比人已经表现出爱心了。
But Paul wanted that to increase.
但保罗希望他们的爱心还能增长。
Now we can read about their love toward him in the book of Acts.
我们可以在使徒行传中读到他们对于保罗的爱心。
Among the first believers in Philippi, there was a woman named Lydia.
在腓立比第一批信徒中有一个妇女名叫吕底亚。
When she received Jesus as her Lord and Savior, she immediately invited the entire missionary team to stay at her house.
当她接受耶稣基督为她的主和救主的时候，她就立刻邀请整个宣教团队到她家里住。
Later,officials in the city had Paul and Silas wrongly beaten and put in jail.
后来，那个城里的官长，不正当的鞭打了保罗和希拉，并且把他们杀在监里。
And through miraculous events, the jailer became a believer in Jesus.
通过一些神迹，看守监狱的这个狱卒，也归信了耶稣。
He immediately cared for Paul and Silas.
他就立刻照顾保罗和希拉。
He treated their wounds.
他洗他们的伤口。
He fed them.
给他们吃的。
Paul and Silas had to leave Philippi.
后来保罗和希拉不得不离开腓立比。
They went next to Thessalonica.
他们下一站去了帖撒罗尼迦。
And the Philippian church did not forget them.
然后腓立比教会并没有忘记他们。
When in Thessalonica,The Philippians sent gifts to Paul to help support him and the team.
在他们已经到了帖撒罗尼迦的时候，保罗就是腓立比教会的人还给保罗送去馈赠，帮助和支持他们的团队。
And they would continue to send gifts to Paul for the next 10 years.
在之后的十年里，他们会持续的给保罗送去馈赠。
And at times they were the only church that supported Paul in this way.
有时他们是唯一一个这样支持保罗的教会。
The Philippian church, with the Macedonian churches, helped the believers in Jerusalem.
腓立比教会和马其顿的其他教会帮助了在耶路撒冷的信徒。
And Paul reports this in 2 Corinthians.
保罗在哥林多后书中有记载。
The believers in Jerusalem suffered from a famine.
耶路撒冷的信徒遭受了饥荒。
And other believers got together to send them help.
其他的信徒一起给他们送去帮助。
Says that the Macedonian churches gave even beyond their ability to give.
马其顿的教会所给予的甚至超过了他们的能力。
Sometimes we might think we've reached a limit.
有时候我们可能会认为我们已经到达了极限。
Can we love any more than we already love?
在我们已经爱的基础上，我们可以爱得更多吗？
At such times we need to re-examine the situation.
在这样的时候，我们需要重新审视一下情况。
The Philippian church was a great example of a loving church.
腓立比教会在爱方面是很好的榜样。
But Paul desired that their love abound more and more.
但是保罗却渴望他们的爱心可以多而又多。
Well, how might we abound more and more in love?
我们可以怎样在爱心上多而又多呢？
Well, first, you can apply the description of love in 1 Corinthians 13.
首先，你可以应用哥林多前书十三章关于爱的描述。
Can you be more kind?
你可以更有恩慈吗？
Can you be more patient?
你可以更有忍耐吗？
Do you need to stop keeping record of wrongs?
你需要停止计算别人的恶吗？
Second, you might look for further opportunities to demonstrate love.
其次，你可以找更多的机会来表达爱。
Are there needs which you are not seeing?
有没有一些需要是你没有看到的呢？
Are there ways of meeting needs that you have not considered?
有没有一些可以满足那些需要的方式是你还没有考虑到的呢？
Challenge one another in this area.
在这一方面大家可以互相挑战。
In Hebrews 10 verse 24 we are told to stir one another to love and good works.
希伯来书十章二十四节教导我们要激发爱心，勉励行善。
The second fact about biblical love concerns its quality or character.
圣经中关于爱的第二个真相是跟它的质量或者是品质有关。
Biblical love does have quality limits.
圣经中的爱确实有品质的限制。
There is a quality control on love.
对于爱也有质量控制。
We do not get to define love.
我们不能定义爱。
God does that for us.
神为我们定义了。
Johnstown, Pennsylvania is a city in the eastern part of the U.S.
宾夕法尼亚州的约翰斯顿是美国东部的一个城市。
It was once infamous for its floods.
它曾经因为一次大洪水而被外界所认知。
We happen to visit churches in that area on a regular basis.
我们恰巧定期访问那个地区的教会。
Once our host showed us around,
有一次接待我们的人带我们在周围看一看。
There were a number of small, peaceful streams.
那里有一些很平静的小溪流。
But heavy rains and broken dams have sent floodwaters over 4 meters high through the city.
但是大雨和冲垮的大坝使整个城市淹没在四米多高的洪水中。
And those streams became extremely destructive.
那些小溪流变得极具破坏性。
Love is similar to those streams.
爱和那些小溪流很相似。
Properly controlled and directed, those streams are beautiful and helpful.
被适当的控制和引导的小溪流是美丽而且有益处的。
But when not properly bounded, they became destructive.
如果没有适当的界限，它们就会变成破坏性的。
The intention to love, without being properly directed, can become destructive.
爱的意图如果没有被适当的引导，也会变得具有破坏性。
For this reason, Paul prays that their love might abound in knowledge and depth of insight.
因为这个原因，保罗祷告他们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多。
Now, the word knowledge we would refer to general principles.
知识这个词在这里指的是一般的原则。
Insight means being able to see how those principles relate.
见识的意思是能够看到那些原则是怎样关联的。
Insight sees how principles relate to other principles.
见识看到的是那些原则如何和其他原则关联。
Insight also sees how principles relate to the situation.
见识也看到原则是如果跟当时的情况相关联的。
Love needs both knowledge and insight.
爱既需要知识，也需要见识。
Love and knowledge help define what is truly loving.
知识和见识有助于明确真正的爱。
Now is it loving to give candy to a child?
给孩子糖果是爱吗？
Without knowledge and insight, you cannot answer that question.
如果没有知识和见识，你不能回答这个问题。
What if the child is diabetic?
如果这个孩子有糖尿病怎么办？
It would not be loving to give that child anything with sugar.
那给那个孩子任何带糖的东西都不是爱。
Is it loving to give a poor person money?
给一个贫困的人钱是爱吗？
Without knowledge and insight, you cannot answer that question either.
如果没有知识和见识，你也回答不了这个问题。
Are they poor because they are lazy?
他们贫困是因为他们懒吗？
Or are they poor because there has been a famine?
还是他们贫困是因为他们遭受了饥荒？
It was an act of love to help those suffering from famine.
帮助那些遭受饥荒的人是一种爱的行为。
But the Bible also says that the lazy should learn to work or go hungry.
但是圣经也说，那些懒惰的人应该学习去工作，要不就挨饿吧。
We learn such discernment through the study of the Word of God and practicing it.
我们通过学习和操练神的话语来学习这种见识。
We read this in Hebrews chapter 5, verses 12 to 14.
我们在希伯来书五章十二到十四节可以读到这一点。
You go ahead and read those verses.
希伯来书五章十二到十四节， 看你们学习的功夫，本该做师傅，谁知还得有人将神圣言小学的开端另教导你们，并且成了那些必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人。凡只能吃奶的都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩，唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练得通达，就能分辨好歹了。
Knowledge and discernment need to guide love.
知识和见识需要引导爱。
Otherwise, love will become something other than love.
否则爱就会变得不是爱了。
We find another fact about love in Philippians 1 verse 10.
我们在腓立比书一章十节可以找到关于爱的第三个真相。
Love is not an end in itself.
爱本身并不是终点。
And the verse division between 9 and 10 might be unfortunate.
第九节和第十节的划分可能有点不太对。
Verse 10 is a continuation of the sentence from verse 9.
第十节是第九节那句的延续。
And it continues the thought.
它延续了前面的想法。
It's not another prayer request.
这并不是祷告中的另一个请求。
It states the purpose or goal of abounding love.
他陈述的是多而又多的爱的目的和目标。
One of the purposes of increasing love is to be able to discern those things that are best.
爱心成长的其中一个目的是能够辨别出最好的东西。
The word discern has the sense of testing something in order to approve it.
辨别这个词有一点测试的感觉，目的是为了核准它是不是对的。
And the word best.Can mean things which excel.
最好的这个词可以指卓越的、杰出的那些东西。
One good translation of this gives the sense of things which really matter.
比较好一点的翻译可以把它翻译成那些真正重要的东西。
Now this expresses a very important step in the Christian life.
这表达了基督徒生活中非常重要的一步。
Following Christ is not merely stopping the sin.
跟随基督不仅仅是停止犯罪，
It's growing in righteousness.
还要在义中成长。
And here we learn that it is changing our lives to accept or embrace what really matters.
在这里我们学到接受那些真正重要的东西会改变我们的生命。
Now it is necessary to discern or distinguish good from bad.
把好的从不好的当中分别出来是 很有必要的。
We should of course not do what is wrong.
当然我们 应该不做那些错的事情。
But it's also important to discern what is excellent from among things that are merely good.
但是把极好的从一点点好的东西中分别出来也是很重要的。
There are many good things.
好的事情有很多。
We could fill our lives with doing good.
我们可以用做好事来填满我们的生活。
But that does not mean it's the best for us to do.
但这并不意味着那是我们要做的最好的事情。
Good things are fine.
好事是好。
But excellent is better.
但是极好的更好。
Someone has said that good things which could be done are the enemy of the best things.
有人说过可以完成的好事是那些最好的事情的敌人。
We only have 24 hours in a day.
我每天只有24个小时。
We only have certain energy and resources.
我们只有特定的能量和资源。
Good things are not wrong.
好事情并不是错的。
But they can take up our time.
但他们会占用我们的时间。
They can drain our resources.
他们会消耗我们的资源。
And then there's nothing left for better things.
然后就没有东西剩下给那些更好的事情了。
We cannot do what's excellent.
我们就不能做那极好的。
High quality love seeks the best for another person.
高品质的爱，为他人寻求最好的。
Consider the effort you put out to shop for someone you especially love.
大家想一想，当你给你特别爱的人买礼物的时候，你所花的心思。
You do not settle for just any gift.
你不会满足于随便一个什么礼物。
You do not just buy something cheap.
你也不会只是买便宜的东西。
You want to give something special.
你想送一件特别的礼物。
You want the best for that other person.
你想送最好的给那个人。
Love needs to grow so that you will be motivated to look for the best.
爱心需要成长，这样你就会有动机去寻找那最好的。
Love grows so that you will be willing to develop discernment.
爱心成长了，你就会愿意去增长那些见识。
And this was Paul's desire for the Philippians.
这是保罗对于腓立比人的渴望。
The second quality which Paul desired for the Philippians was a spotless character.
保罗渴望腓立比人拥有的第二个品质是无瑕疵的品格。
Look at the rest of verse 10 and verse 11.
我们看第十节剩下的部分和第十一节。
In order that you may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God.
做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子，并靠着耶稣基督结满了仁义的果子，叫荣耀称赞归于神。
Spotless character is described as pure and blameless.
无瑕疵的性格是用纯洁和无可指责来描述的。
Pure translates a word which described purified metal.
纯洁翻译的是一个用来描述提纯过的金属的词。
People melted precious metals like gold and silver.
人们把金银等贵重的金属融化了。
Impurities in the metal rose to the surface.
金属里的杂质就会浮到表面。
Then they removed all the impurities.
然后他们就把那些杂质除去。
The remaining gold or silver was considered pure.
剩下的金或者银就是纯的。
And this expresses the idea of inward purity.
这表达的是内在的纯洁。
But that inward purity also expresses itself in outward actions.
但是这样的纯洁也表现在外在的行为中。
So there's no dirt in the life of the person who is pure.
纯洁人的生活中是没有污物的。
The word blameless can have both an active and a passive sense.
无可指责，这个词既可以是主动的，也可以是被动的。
The basic sense of the word is to stumble.
这个词词根的基本意思是跌倒。
It can be used with two meanings.
它可以有两种含义。
First, it can mean not having been caused to stumble.
第一个意思是没有被绊倒。
That means that there's no hurt or harm within that person themselves.
意思就是说，对这个人本身没有，这个人本身没有受伤害。
Second, it could mean not giving cause to stumble.
第二个意思是不绊倒别人。
That means you give no cause for others to stumble.
意思就是说你不绊倒其他的人。
The word English word blameless has a similar dual possibility.
无可指责，这个英语单词也有类似的双重可能。
Paul's prayer for abounding love leads toward a pure and blameless life.
保罗为那多而又多的爱心的祷告，引导人去过一个纯洁而又无可指责的生活。
The more we act in love toward others, the more we fulfill the second great commandment.
我们越爱别人，我们就越能履行。第二条大的诫命。
Jesus was once asked, "What was the greatest commandment?"
曾有人问耶稣最大的诫命是什么。
He answered that it was to love God.
他回答说是爱神。
And he said the second greatest commandment was to love your neighbor as yourself.
他又说第二条诫命是爱人如己。
As you grow in love, you will be sinning less.
当你的爱心成长的时候。你就会更少去犯罪。
There is less blame in you.
你所受的责备就少了。
And as you abound in love, there will be less things that you fail to do that you should do.
当你被爱充满的时候，在你应该做的事情上，你就会更少的去失败。
Now there are three conditions which go along with such a spotless character.
有三个条件是和这样一个无瑕疵的品格连在一起的。
First, there's a proper perspective in life.
第一个是在生活中有一个恰当的远景。
This is expressed in the phrase "blameless until the day of Christ."
这一点在做诚实无过的人直到基督的日子这句话中表现。
This means most probably with respect to or with reference to the day of Christ.
这很有可能是说考虑到或者是根据基督的日子。
Paul is not simply or not primarily talking about duration.
保罗主要不是在讲要持续的时间。
He's not simply saying that you should remain blameless until Christ returns.
他不是简单的说你应该保持无可指责直到基督再来。
Now that certainly is true.
那当然是对的。
But here he's giving us a reference point to keep in mind.
但在这里他给了我们一个要我们记住的一个参考点。
Live today, keeping in mind the day of Christ.
我们活在今天，但是我们要记住基督的日子。
The day of Christ is the day of His return.
基督的日子就是他再来的日子。
The day of Christ is the time when every believer must stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
基督的日子就是所有信徒都必须站在基督审判台前的日子。
The Apostle John warns in 1 John 2:28 to chapter 3, verse 3, that we should live properly now so that we are not ashamed when Christ returns.
使徒约翰在约翰一书二章二十八节到三章三节中警告我们，说我们现在应该恰当的生活，这样当基督再来的时候，我们就不至于羞愧。
When we think of Christ's return, we should be motivated to live pure lives now.
当我们想到基督再来的时候，我们就应该有动机，现在就过一个纯洁的生活。
We live now with Christ's future return in mind.
我们现在生活的同时，牢记基督将来的再临。
A second condition which accompanies spotless character is a proper custom or habit of life.
伴随无瑕疵的品格的第二个条件是一个恰当的生活习惯。
Paul describes it as being filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ.
保罗的描述是靠着耶稣基督结满了仁义的果子。
The fruit of righteousness can be understood two ways.
仁义的果子可以有两个方式来理解。
It may be the fruit with righteousness produces.
它可能是仁义所结的果子。
Or it may be the fruit which is righteousness.
也可能是所结的果子是仁义。
Either would fit the context here.
两者都适合这边的上下文。
We could understand being pure and blameless as the fruit that is righteousness.
我们可以理解成为纯洁和无可指责作为果子就是仁义。
This is righteousness in the sense of righteous living.
这是指过正直的生活的仁义。
But there's also a righteousness which we have in Jesus Christ.
但是我们也有一个在基督里的仁义。
It's a right relationship with God.
就是指跟神之间的良好关系。
We are born as people who do not desire to do God's will.
我们生来就不是愿意按照神的旨意去行的人。
We are rebels.
我们背逆了他。
We by nature do not seek God.
我们的天性里是不会去寻找神的。
We do not obey.
我们不会顺服。
But God has provided righteousness. God has provided forgiveness in Jesus Christ.
但是神却在基督耶稣里饶恕了我们。
By His death, Jesus paid the penalty of our disobedience.
耶稣以他的死来偿还了我们悖逆的代价。
We have no righteousness of our own.
我们自己是没有义的。
But God accepts the righteousness of Jesus for us when we trust in what He has done.
当我们相信耶稣基督所成就的，神就接受耶稣替我们成就的义。
When we have this righteousness, there will be spiritual fruit in our lives.
当我们有了这个义，我们在生活中就会结出属灵的果子。
The Spirit of God lives within each believer.
神的灵住在每个信徒里面。
He produces His fruit.
圣灵会结出果子。
In a sense, this too is the fruit of righteousness.
在某种意义上讲，这也是仁义的果子。
And this is what Paul will write about in the rest of the letter.
这是保罗在这封信剩下的部分所要讲的。
He will call the Philippians to humility.
他会叫腓立比人要谦卑。
He will instruct them about peace and joy.
他会教导他们关于平安和喜乐。
This is the fruit of righteousness which should fill every believer.
这是应该充满每个信徒的仁义的果子。
A third condition which accompanies spotless character is a proper goal.
伴随无瑕疵的品格的第三个条件是有一个恰当的目标。
This is the purpose which drives proper living.
这就是推动恰当生活的那个目的。
It's for the sake of God's glory and His praise.
这是为了神的荣耀和赞美。
The term glory refers to the greatness and beauty of God which can be observed.
荣耀这个词指的是可以被观察到的伟大和美好。
Praise refers to the recognition given to something great and beautiful.
赞美指的是对那伟大和美好的事物给予的认可。
A spotless character displays the glory of God and causes God to be praised.
一个无瑕疵的品格彰显神的荣耀，使神得到赞美。
This implies also that there is an expected consummation to life.
这意味着人生有一个预期的圆满。
Life does not end with death.
人生不是以死亡为结束的。
There is more to expect and it is greater than what is now.
有更多值得我们期待的，它比现在的更好。
The ultimate salvation of all who believe displays God's glorious grace.
受信徒的最终拯救显示神荣耀的恩典。
And it gives reason to praise him.
使我们有理由赞美他。
And we should not cheat God of the glory which he deserves.
我们不应该亏缺神应得的荣耀。
We would cheat God of praise by failing to live now as we should.
我们现在不能过我们应该过的生活，就是对神赞美的亏缺。
We should live for God's glory every day.
我们应该每天为荣耀神而活。
This was Paul's prayer for the Philippians.
这是保罗为腓立比人的祷告。
He prayed that their love would abound more and more.
他祷告他们的爱心可以多而又多。
He prayed that their lives would be pure and blameless for the glory of God.
他祷告他们的生活为了他们的生活为了神的荣耀而纯洁又无可责备。
Is this the way we pray for ourselves and for others?
这也是我们为自己和他人祷告的方式吗？
Do we share Paul's goal and purposes in our prayer?
我们在祷告中是否和保罗有一样的目标和目的呢？
What are the more typical requests which we hear?
我们听到的比较典型的请求是什么？
We pray for health when there's sickness.
我们有疾病的时候会为健康祷告。
We pray for jobs when we have no work.
当我们没有工作的时候，我们会为工作祷告。
We pray for safety when we travel.
当我们旅行的时候，我们会为安全祷告。
We pray for food when we have need.
当我们有需要的时候，我们会为食物祷告。
Now these are acceptable prayers.
这些是可以接受的祷告。
James said to pray when there is sickness.
雅各说，当有疾病的时候，我们应该祷告。
Jesus taught us to pray for our daily bread.
耶稣教导我们为我们日用的饮食祷告。
Paul instructed believers to work, so asking for jobs should be acceptable.
保罗教导信徒要工作。所以为工作祷告应该是可以接受的。
But if that is all we pray, we're not praying with an eternal perspective.
但如果这是我们祷告的全部，那我们就没有以一个永生的角度来祷告。
Those things are good.
那些东西是好的。
But they're limited to today.
但那只是今生的。
There are more important things.
有很多更重要的事情。
Pray that we do not sin when we're faced with temptation.
当面对试探的时候，祷告我们不会犯罪。
Jesus taught that as well.
耶稣也教导了这个。
Holy living brings glory to God.
圣洁的生活使神得到荣耀。
And he praises his children for that.
神为此也赞扬他的孩子。
Pray for contentment when we have little or have much.
为知足祷告，不管我们有多还是少。
Godliness with contentment is great gain.
敬虔加上知足的心便是大利。
This is 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6.
是在提摩太前书六章六节中说。
It is not how much we have, but how we accept what God has given.
不是因为我们有多少，而是我们怎样接纳神所给予我们的。
Pray that we live peaceful and quiet lives, 1 Timothy 2, verse 2.
祷告我们可以平安无事的度日，在提摩太前书二章二节。
But trials will come.
但是会有试炼。
Pray that we will trust God.
祷告我们可以信靠神。
Pray for His peace in our hearts, even in trials.
祷告在试炼中也有神的平安在我们里面。
Pray for God's will to be done on earth.
祷告神的旨意在地上被成就。
That is part of Jesus' teaching on prayer as well.
那也是耶稣关于祷告教导的一部分。
Pray that you will understand and do God's will.
祷告你可以明白神的旨意并且照着去行。
Pray for greater patience.
为有更大的忍耐祷告。
Pray for greater kindness.
为有更大的恩慈祷告。
Pray that you can forgive others fully and not keep record of their wrongs.
祷告你可以完全的原谅别人并且不计算人的恶。
Unity is important in the church.
合一在教会中很重要。
And you can pray for unity.
你可以为合一祷告。
But remember to pray for those things that contribute to unity.
但是记得要为那些对合一有贡献的事情祷告。
Pray for abounding love in you and in others.
为你和他人都有充足的爱心而祷告。
Pray for pure and blameless living.
为纯洁而又无可指责的生活祷告。
These are the greatest contributions to unity.
这些都是对合一有最大贡献的。
Amen.
Amen.